From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is an actor who also covers arts and guest host for KALW State of the Bay, Mr. Fred Pitts. Hey, Fred!
Hey, hey. Janae, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy you are here because Fred is performing in the production of The Book of Will. And the play takes place a few years after William Shakespeare's death, and it's about Shakespeare's friends and colleagues' determination to preserve his work. Wow, what good friends. So The Book of Will is currently running at the Barn Theater in Marin until June 8th. But right now, we're going to hear Fred's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Sweat, at the Lucy Stern Theater. It's about a group of friends who work together in a Pennsylvania factory, and they spend a lot of time together drinking and gossiping. But their friendship is put to the test when their employer starts laying off people and workers go on strike. Now, Fred, I know this is one of your favorite plays.
It is.
Definitely some drama when you're talking about office politics.
Absolutely.
So tell us more about this production.
I actually was in the play probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
At a different theater company. And it's one of my favorite plays, one of my favorite playwrights, Lynn Nottage. She's an African-American playwright. Mm-hmm. She's very talented.
Yes.
And the script is really just about those relationships, interracial relationships, and how lines are drawn when the chips go down, especially when it comes to employment.
Yeah.
So it's a very tight, taut, dramatic script. It's being directed by a friend of mine, Sean J. West, who's a very talented director. Also one of the co-hosts of another podcast we're going to talk about, Creatively Shaded. And it's a great company. I've worked there several times and I love what they do.
And that playwright you mentioned, her work is deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I know it's all kind of so race, class. So
yep.
There's a lot of issues going on here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the play Sweat at the Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto. And it runs from June 13th to the 29th. Your next pick is the podcast, Creatively Shaded. So three local Black artists created this podcast to talk about the theater scene in the Bay. And they discuss topics from a Black artist perspective. All right. So they also give recommendations of shows to check out. Now, Fred, you just mentioned one of the hosts on that show. So tell us what you like about this. I don't know if I need to even ask why you like this podcast, being that you are Black.
Go ahead and ask.
In the Bay Area.
You know what it's about? No, it's important to have a perspective that is your own, especially when it comes to the arts. And there are three people who work on this podcast: Elizabeth Jones, Phaedra Tillery Boughton, and Sean J. West. All three of them are actors, producers, directors, very well connected in the Theater Bay Area. And they are hysterical to listen to because they really give a fresh perspective on all things theater, and they really elevate, you know, Black artists on stage. They talk about the shows, they talk about interaction, they give advice for auditions.
Oh, that's good.
It's a really profound podcast, and I tell people to listen to it all the time.
Have you been a guest on there?
I have not, hint, hint. But
you really?
I have not, that's okay. I think for a while it was just the three of them. I think they've just started inviting guests on. I don't need to be a guest. I just love listening to them talk.
He wants to be a guest, but okay.
See how you are?
That's the podcast, Creatively Shaded. And your final pick is the Magic Patio in San Francisco. The name was inspired when magician Andrew Evans began hosting shows on his apartment patio in 2013. And now the show has moved on up to an indoor studio down the street from his original spot. Okay, so Fred, I love magicians. I love magic shows. When I used to live in LA, I used to go to the Magic Castle.
Oh, then you will love this show.
Oh, I know I will.
We live in the border of Mission and Burnham. We walk by this place all the time, and it's basically the front of it is just all black. And there's a little bit of wording that says there really isn't a magic show going on here. And we thought, we got to check this place out. So we bought tickets a couple of weeks ago. It's a 45, 50 seat venue. You bring your own alcohol. They have containers for you to drink in. And the show is hysterical. It's brilliant. Andrew Evans is a remarkable magician. In fact, he was the magician consultant for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child when he came through the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know my producer, Prefera Rangel, who is a Harry Potter fan, is like, we need to have him on the show.
It's a great show. It's so worth it. It's a great show.
Okay, I definitely got to check that out. That's the Magic Patio in San Francisco. I've been speaking with actor Fred Pitts. You can watch him perform in The Book of Will now until June 8th at the Barn Theater in Marin. And to learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Prefera Rangel and engineered by James Rollins. I'm Janae Darden.